Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello, and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Games Podcast. I'm Nathan. I am your host tonight. We are playing this little game that you may have heard of before called Dragonbane. We are on, even though it doesn't say that on my recording, we are on episode 32.
Oh, by the way, our podcast is on episode 12.
So I'm editing episode 16 right now, and that should be out in a couple weeks. So we're actually I'm about halfway behind.
By the time people hear this, it'll already have been out, hopefully, unless you're really slacking.
Yeah, so I'm good. I'm playing Brains. Malcolm is our co-GM, and I'm going to hand things over to Malcolm to set things off and start the episode. Take away, Malcolm.
Dear. Well, we last left off with our heroes going to investigate the village of Willows of Black Ridge, in search of possibly another piece of the statue necessary to hopefully free the missing the magical sword. Anyway, let me just sort of go back a little bit. They are currently, it's basically about 7 centuries ago, there lived a man who was a man named Cato the Curious, who was a magician who served the Emperor Elidane, the Dragon Emperor, but he unfortunately chose to betray the Emperor's trust, and when his disloyalty was discovered, Cato's tower and the surrounding village of Black Ridge was consumed by dragonfire. Now, rumor had held it that there was treasure there, and that anyone who had ever gone to pursue the treasure had never returned with it. But our party was undeterred and went searching, hoping they could find a portion of the statuette that would open the tomb and outskirts. What they found, though, was a time loop, apparently. Time repeating again and again. As they entered, it was over 700 years ago, a town filled with prosperity and living and happy people. In the 61st year of the Dragon Emperor Elidane's reign, only to end a mere hour or so later with fire, all-consuming dragon fire, and then repeating again. Having been burned in the fire, you emerge once again, the whole process starting over again, where you emerge at the event horizon. But it does not come without a cost. Each of you are in some way strained and worn down by the experience of seeing your death in such a horrific way yet again. And with no conceivable way to escape, it does wear on you. I need each of you to take on a condition of your choice that you are currently suffering. If for this particular. That you've accumulated for this particular cycle. Understand that it will, you accumulated more each cycle, so the time is running out as far as to do something.
I take the condition of being awesome.
I too take disheartened.
I'm going to take angry. There's no point to this, damn it. There's just no point.
This is stupid. I hate this place.
And do you understand what the conditions do hamper as far as certain roles and skills based on that particular attribute?
What condition do I want to take? I say sickly, no, dazed, angry. I take angry. No, we have to go now. Come now. There's no time.
All right, I'm coming. I'm coming.
I'd like to see this.
I wouldn't.
Baylor's rolling. Oh. He's his little legs will take him.
If you're willing to give up the money to Darky, we'll definitely head back towards the
I'll get it back anyway. I throw my money at him. I just throw my money at him, well, he's talking to Dane. Dane will drop some coins on the ground
absentmindedly.
Yeah, he'll stop, stoop down, pick them up, and head out towards the...
Don't forget to rub some poop on yourself, and he just keeps running.
He does jog after you and ask, do I do the poop first? No, I better do the soup first. I'll get sick.
I think that's the most reasoning I've ever seen.
Eat your poop faster.
But it's not my poop.
I'm not having this argument.
Okay. If you get the poop first,
just eat the poop.
Then you can drink so much faster.
Baylor's already gone.
They wouldn't let him in last time when he arrived.
they won't remember. Who cares?
Are there riders on these dragons that we've seen?
I'm sorry?
Are there riders on these dragons?
There are riders on those dragons.
Riders.
Have we seen them close enough to know whether or not they appear to be undead?
I think...
I did.
I would think... You think they're alive. As a matter of fact, I remember one of the players even had a vision of them in the past in our first adventure that I ran through the the Ritter Mound.
The one that we encountered in the woods.
No, it was just a vision of one of them. Anyway, it's pretty evident. It's obvious that they seem to be alive. As a matter of fact, one had an open face helm.
And one was wearing the chainmail that I'm now wearing.
One was wearing or similar. Mail. Similar. It was not the same, but similar.
Okay.
So we are hightailing it to the tower?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, the five of you are hightailing into the tower. Darg is headed off to the bar, and so did Karen.
Okay.
Where's this poo on the way to...
It's behind the... and I'll jog beside Baylor because he runs very slow.
Not very slow.
Very, very slow.
I'm not slow. Don't piss me off. You could use the Holgrim freaking voice modulator for this. I am not slow.
So,
backwards.
Singing. Jogging backwards. as we're going, I'll talk to Singing, where are the other people?
What other people?
Perhaps they entered in a different location. Shut up, John, you're not here.
I'm going to spend 15 of my desperate minutes, Malcolm, sensing magic. It says you can sense whether the place you are in or an item you're holding is affected by magic. I'm more interested in the place I am in and seeing what I can learn about this unholy loop of location.
Next to the threshold, yes, the magic is much higher. It's almost like it pervades the entire environment, but slowly dropping down as far as how intrusive it is to detectability, I guess. It's almost like it's low the area, saturated. It's only in the concentration near the event horizon, but it's everywhere. Yeah, you are in some sort of magical area or some area affected in some way by magic.
And we can't get outward away from the barrier. We're not able to get through it.
No, that was established. You cannot go through it. It actually slows you down, leaving you stuck like a fly in amber when the dragons arrive.
Okay.
And I'll give you a quick picture of the... that is a picture of the valley, so you can see the tower across from the path that you guys have come up. Mm-hmm. And behind it, that brown swirl right next to it is the dung pit. And up on the hill behind it is where the mural is.
It's so much poop for such a tiny little valley.
Yeah, it is a lot of guano. that they're getting. Now, so
last time I couldn't see what the mural was, right? I never got far enough.
You're not gonna, you can now that you know what it is and the time management, you can probably get there with no, you know, without you know, you can, if you make a beeline for it, you can. You can even go to the dung pit, get covered with dragon poo, and get there. But you, now that you know that it's there, you're not stopping at the well, you're not talking, you can probably just make a beeline straight there and possibly reach it, yes.
No, I'm looking for these other two first with a group.
Okay. We're heading to the tower, you can reach the you pretty much, you are once again, as you are walking in, there is, of course, the farmer who is happy to see you, and Rax does his whole entire thing of, "Hail ho, neighbor! Hope it's going well for you. You guys just sort of, and he just sort of looks around and hobbles off towards the barn. Thank you. If I find them, I'll give you some of the pie. And he just walks off.
You're going to get burned alive.
Yes, we all like to thrive. But, and you cross the square, you once again see, you know, it's, like I said, it's, you know, has his, you know, it's empty at this point as far as from people, except for the one girl who is now, who's still walking, who's on the road walking towards the well. You do, since you're looking, Dane, you do notice that from near a large, between like sort of the, between the, this larger sort of farmhouse and this little building, you see that, you see an orc and a thin man wearing black robes emerge. Matching a description that Baylor gave you for Thurindel and Elka. Nuka.
So I'll run up to them, and I was like, how did you try to get in the tower? What happened? What happened that stopped you each time?
Well, they're first a bit taken back because they don't know who you are, but they kind
of... He's with me! He's with me!
Yeah. Well, we tried to get past the troll, and it did not get worked through. One time, I did slay him a couple of times in a couple of battles that I did win. But you don't get up to the tower fast enough.
And what's at the top of the tower?
We assume the treasure, we assume. They look at each other warily now. The statuette piece.
Maybe that's the key. We can remove it. It was the sorcerer of the tower. Madness.
Well, Olka goes, I think if we slay Kalo, Kato would deal with his ghost. He'll stomp this bubble.
Who's Kato?
He's the curious sorcerer that betrayed the Emperor, Dragon Emperor, hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Right. We assume this is all
his
mess.
We assume all this is his work. He was a sorcerer, after all.
What else? Is there anything else you're not telling us? Anything?
Well...
Where are the others who came here seeking the treasure? The ones before you?
Olka just sort of shrugs like she's not really sure. Thorin's eyes get sort of looks sideways and goes, I'm assuming they went mad.
But what even mad, they should still be here, right? You're still here every day, and you're partially mad.
How long have you been here?
It looks like 10 months. Yeah, 10. I've been here at least 10. At least 8. Maybe 8, 10 months, yes.
You don't even know. All right. You don't even know.
Look.
It's hard. It's hard to keep track of it.
Listen, we have...
It all begins to blur after a while.
We have what remains of this hour to make a plan for the next hour. If you're with us and want to get out of this... Then you need to tell us everything, draw a map here in the ground, and we will come up with a plan to get past this troll and up in the tower.
And where we come down off the top of that hill, because they actually tell you, they come from the opposite side of the valley coming down. So they have a less easier path to get down. So actually they probably, you guys have got, I need to rewind a bit. You probably were looking around a bit before they got here, and they arrived much later than you guys in this area. But they never get here in time because they're coming from the far side, coming downhill, trying to get here, and they never get into the actual courtyard enough time. So they can either, you know, deal with the troll and try and get up there, but they never reach the top.
So if we can utilize the dragon dung to speed up our movements, we can either get around the troll or slay the troll and get up in the tower. we will. Yes. It's most likely that we will arrive first, since we enter the town first. If we even enter the town, if not, we just go straight around it, and you will be able to join us afterwards.
Sure. That's the Rindle. That could work. Assuming you survive, if you don't, we can just do it again. And do it again. And do it again.
This.
And do it again.
Stop saying that.
It happens, says Uka.
So, in your experience, if you die during one of these iterations, you are reincarnated or resurrected.
We just start over again at the back of the, in the barrier where we came in.
So I asked them, I get a stick and I get some dirt, and I was like, all right, here's the circle. I draw the circle of the tower. Show us where the troll is, where you enter. Show us any doors or exits around them. Show us here and draw with a stick.
He goes, stick? He enters the door. He's a doorman.
Okay, so there's not like an open courtyard inside that we could.
Oh, no, it's much too. No.
We have to confront the troll. There's no way to get past them.
He's at the doorway.
How tall?
Oh, troll height? In a waistcoat?
Is he smart? Dumb?
Oh, like most trolls, he's clever. And dangerous. He's
clever.
I mean, if you want to, you can just talk to him now and size him up, and then next time see what you want to do.
Well, with the remaining time, we might. What do you all think?
I think we're going to go get a drink.
That sounds fine. We'll get some dung. We'll meet here. We're smeared on each other and take out the trolls. Is there anything else anybody wants?
No, we're absolutely not doing that.
Are you done?
That's
with
a
that
waste
stick?
Of time.
Well, you're discussing that.
I want to get out of here.
They amble off.
Well, we have to get
the
up
end.
The tower, right?
We have to go up the tower. We have to get past the trolls. So then when we next spawn, we go straight there. There's no wasting time. There's no waiting for them.
Fine. I don't care. We just need to get up that tower.
Baylor, you're strong enough. You know you can topple the troll.
Of course I know I'm strong enough. This irritates me, this banter right now. Where's this stupid troll, actually?
Let us make our way to the tower.
Yes. Let's go talk to this. Make him our weakling.
But we haven't dealt with the stick problem.
Stick problem? What stick problem?
That stick. You're waving around that stick and it's distracting me. Can I have the stick?
This stick?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know. Oh. You like sticks.
Okay, great.
I mean,
before we leave them in the bar, I want to ask one more question about
this. This is actually the courtyard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're tired, are you refreshed when you respawn? If you wear yourself out during the hour?
Yes. You're tired. He nearly gutted me, and I was bleeding out up the steps and came back fine.
Hmm.
She's looking. She sort of point. She sort of just sort of, her pointed to what you know to Thorindil, who was next to her.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. She nearly spit my head in two, and I came back.
Okay.
And the time I stabbed you. Oh yeah, the time we both stabbed each other. Is that we were not dating yet? Oh yeah, that's right.
Have you ever successfully killed one of the dragons?
I did throw my scimitar at one and hit it. It just pivoted its head a little bit more and then incinerated me.
Oh, well, that's help.
Thrown scimitar. Okay.
Oh, begging for mercy, showing you're a good citizen, whatever that stuff is, won't work. We've seen these town people try to do that and it doesn't help.
All right, I'm going to cast three levels of Protector on Siggy.
Okay.
I'm going to see if it allows her to survive at least one round of the burning. I'm casting Protector on you, Siggy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to do all three powers for six willpower. So that should reduce even magical attacks from monsters by three levels or three dice, depending.
And on top of that, while we're doing this business, I also want to look at the tower. Does it look at all climbable?
I rolled a six. I made it by 12.
With a difficulty, possibly. It could be, you could, you know, throw a grappling hook over the landing pole, dragon pole, landing pole. There's not very many correlations. Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, but it's about 50 meters, so you know, in height, from the ground. Jesus. It's made of a black, you know, basalt, as far as you know, its structure and so forth. So there are probably a number of rooms inside, and it's definitely very tall and you know, overshadows the entire, you know, sort of small village in the valley, this minor valley. Of course, on one side there is a polished, you know, steel sort of, well, you know, landing pole with a feeding. You can now, if you get closer to it, on that pole there's also a feeding trough. I believe it looks like one. And beside
large the tower, enough for like a sheep or something like that
to go to be dropped in it. Mm-hmm. Probably like maybe a small, like maybe a calf.
Okay.
You know, there's also a sundial that's facing the square that's sitting beside it. The tower door appears to be a sturdy door, you know, clad with iron plates and studs. It has been carefully grafted so that the engines look like, you know, our dragon-shaped engines. And it has no door handle on the outside. And there is a bell that's formed from a gaping dragon maw with the clapper being its tongue mounted next to it. But there is no handle for the outside door, no.
Alrighty then.
Who's knocking?
I'll knock.
You knock on the door as opposed to ring the bell?
No, I'll ring. I'll ring that clapper.
Get my axe ready.
So, the door, here's a couple of latches, like one or two heavy thumps and latches, and the door opens, and there is a towering, aged cave troll wearing a livery of black and scarlet velvet. He has a belt filled with various scalpels and severed hands and a couple of leg parts, even old heads, and probably other tripotopies from various possibly uninvited guests. Encumbering his belt. And he sort of looks past you and begins sniffing the air. And looks down. Oh, yes.
Ah, hello, good man. We are here to see the master of the tower.
Right. Well, fortunately, he's not seeing anybody today.
Oh, I think he'll want to see us.
No. He would have put it on his list. Of guests.
Did you check the list?
Yes, no. No one's on list today.
Can I see the list?
No. I don't know who you are, and you haven't even given your name.
Oh, I'm happy to do so.
Baylor Banefire, please.
Baylor Banefire. Yes, of course. You're definitely not on the list.
You're a bitch.
While this is happening, while he's discussing with Baylor...
And he's big enough to fill the doorway. There's no getting past him without, you know, some
sort of... Can we see anything behind him? Anything at all?
There appears to be a series of humble figurines on a bookshelf that you can see slightly behind him somewhere.
Humble or Hummel? Like the creepy humble statues?
Like the little people being beat down and going, <"Doo!" laughs> And various illustrations. Yes.
Is this a precious moment?
Ooh, we have a figurine, too. Show them the horned cow.
I got something you want, you big fat fuck. And I reach in and I pull out one of the freaking pieces of the statue.
Oh, look.
And I take a few steps back.
He goes, look, out there, away in. And then he slips in and then closes the door.
God damn it.
Latch.
We're going to have to fuck this guy up.
Yeah.
The day continues to get darker.
Knock on the door. Light it on fire.
I say, well, since we're here, I'm going to dip a couple of my arrows in the dragon shit.
So you walk around the side and dip your arrows in the dragon shit.
Yep. Hold the bow at the ready.
What's the dragon shit smell like?
Shit. Oh, it's rancid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me get the proper description, I guess, of it if you want land, I suppose. But it's just it's a dung heap.
The poetic description
just
of the...
Give us the really well, meaty,
it just says
odor
a large heap of stinking sludge. The smell is so pungent that it makes your eyes water. It is like all the vegetables underneath the dung pit have been reduced to putrid slime, and it's actually some sort of almost... I mean, you wouldn't call it... It's kind of like congealed dumpster water, but bubbly.
Malcolm, I asked for a description of the the dragon poop, not Sean's farts.
Oh.
No, that's my farts are far more richer than that.
But yeah, it is a mounds and mounds of this sort of like varying state of defecations, I guess, and fecal matter lying there. Like most carnivores, it has a very distinctive sort of smell that's heavy with blood as well as carrion. It is unpleasant and does seem to actually have a toxic effect on the actual environment that it's sitting in. So it's like literally, like I said, it has killed all the plants that it's landed on. It is turning those next to the edge to sort of putrid slime. But I mean, the quivering is not over there, but you know, he probably will tell you there's certain magical properties to it, but we'll see. But you are careful, I'm assuming, not to step in it?
Correct.
And just dip your arrow tips into that.
Yep.
About how much time do I think we have left?
You think you have about maybe 15 minutes?
All right. I'm going to do an experiment with getting some of my shoes and trying to move with that.
I'll go knock on the door again.
It does not work. It's almost like your feet seem faster, but the whole rest of your body isn't, and it really hurts your ankles and your knees. Because they seem accelerated, and your rest of your body is not, and it's trying to keep it. It will probably, if you went higher up on your leg, you could possibly tear your legs off.
That's the experiment I wanted to check. Yeah. All right, I will roll myself in it. I'll flop down, roll in it. And then go up the hill towards the mural.
It takes you no time to roll in it and then get moving. You ring the doorbell again.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you want to do? Where'd you go?
The door opens. Yes.
I'll take 5 steps backwards and throw my staff at him. I would prefer to get him out the door. That's all I'm trying to do.
You throw your staff at him.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's not an attack. Just to be clear, I'm literally just throwing it at him. I'm not like hitting him with it. If that's a distinction, that's important. But that's
throwing it to him.
Just sure, whatever.
With him, because you're not just like you're just like see if he's gonna. With uncanny agility, he snatches the staff out of the air, steps back, closes the door. Thank you! When he shouts, as he says, before he closes it.
I go knock on the door again.
Ring the bell.
Stand aside.
He opens the door.
Just lightning bolt him now.
I was like, it's initiative.
All right, we're all initiative. Why not?
All right, so let's go think. So,
I was hoping he would be fully outside. That's okay.
Baylor!
9. Baylor's taken off guard.
Yeah, Quivering hardly ever does stuff like this.
2.
Mostly, I'm just interested in finding out whether or not I can hurt him. Because it's going to be important data for us next time.
And you're there as well, Brains?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. 5.
Now here he comes with a 1. Watch here it comes.
He's got 2 cards.
Oh my god, a 1.
That's
an 8. Oh. And a 1. That's a 1. There we go.
Well, there's 2 of them? What's the other one?
No, he has 2. He goes twice.
Most monsters have 2 attacks.
Oh.
Next time when he opens the door and I say, stand aside.
I tried that the first time, and he just closed the door.
Maybe I can get a shot off.
All right.
Okay.
And Dane.
Well, I want to make it clear. None of us has attacked him yet.
No, that's perfectly clear.
Okay, all right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. None of you have attacked him yet.
But we've annoyed him.
But you rang the doorbell 3 times.
I'm sure there's a poem in there somewhere.
Yes. Thrice you rung the bell. Thrice you've tempted hell. Okay. So, Dane, you arrive at the carving. It appears that someone has carved a great relief in the rock on the outskirts of the village.
The closer look it reveals to show an unusually large dwarf in various situations accompanied by dwarven writing.
Right, I copy down the writing.
Do you wish to make any skill rolls for this writing or not?
I would actually like to, because I might know some dwarvish. I would like to see if I can use my languages or myths and legends.
Which one do you want to use?
I use myths and legends first.
Okay. And you're not a dwarf, so give me a roll.
You have found the Dwarven Kama Sutra.
I rolled an 11 and I have a 16 skill, so I pass.
Yes. Well, this great bas-relief of this extra tall dwarf and his adventures is none other than it depicts the legendary dwarf warrior Mormel the Tall and several of his great deeds, such as his triumph over the Beclarian Lingworm, his famous 5 feats, and his most impressive and tragic courting of the elven princess Ciri. Also immortalizes numerous plays and poems that he sort of sketched out and has written on the side. In the lower part of the relief, in some of the notes, it reads, "Do not go near the east side of the tower without a nose clip," and "Gorm likes plums."
Gorm likes plums.
Okay.
Wait, what? Because I stopped listening at Dwarven Kama Sutra.
The big book of violent missionary positions.
Ow.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you're sitting there, you can read this thing, you're taking these notes, and I want you to give me an awareness roll.
I will give you an awareness roll.
None of it is worthwhile.
I hit it on... Oh, no, I rolled a 14, I have a 15, so I pass.
Okay, so you're sitting there, and you're writing it, and you're doing all this, and you're making notes.
At super speed.
You are doing it at super speed, covered with shit, and...
I'm not worried about my books. They'll be clean in a little while.
Yeah. So you're taking, but you're and hoping empty. they'll be empty.
No. Well, but he but needs that. That's how Dane
translates. That horrible, terrible, terrible book that often forgets things. Maybe empty, yeah. But yeah.
Also, he also so forgot that he speaks Dwarvish. Yeah. So.
So you're writing this down, and when you put on the when you have the dog, you notice everything was moving slow. Mm-hmm. But as you're writing, you look around and you realize. There is a bird in mid-flight that's not even moving. And you look around, you notice that it appears that nothing is moving around you.
So, like, time has stopped here?
Maybe?
Do I see the dragons in flight where I saw them coming in from earlier?
Yep.
Are they moving?
Nope. Meanwhile, back in the tower. Let's see. You were poised to cast a spell. Mm-hmm. You have arrows notched. You have a wooden plate foot in your head. And you're a dwarf who looks dirty. So you're probably the only one whose name I know. All right. What will I do to you, mortal men? And what will I do to you, creatures? You interlopers, you bell ringers.
You fucking suck my dick.
I'll just do it randomly.
Yours is straight. Mine's corkscrew shaped.
I shape like an anvil.
So, all right. I guess the troll attempts to slash at you, brains.
Ah, I'll be Baylor.
You may... You can parry the attack?
Yeah, I will try to parry the attack.
And what weapon are you using?
Hammer. Ooh, which I'm not...
I was going to say, that seems like a bad idea, but it's very on brand for brains.
Hammer. Yeah, I actually made it. Yeah, I've got a 10 skill and rolled a 9.
All right. So, yes, you are... It basically, this claw scratches up the hammer. And let me roll its damage, and I think it's
I think that.
Well, does it do damage to my hammer or something?
But when you parry, when you parry anything with any weapon, it's overall, it's what is it called? We'll find it.
Durability.
Durability is tested. Yeah. If it's over its durability, it can be damaged. But I need to check exactly the durability on that particular magical hammer.
Yeah, for you. I wrote down 15,
and that is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it is fine. That's what he does for his first attack.
Okay.
On ones.
I can handle that.
Quivering, you fire him?
Yeah, I'm giving them both barrels.
Oh, you bastard.
I will kill you.
I said, I'm giving him both barrels. I was just trying to find the dice. Corinne is not singing for me, right?
No. Corinne's in the bar with everybody else.
Corinne's in the bar.
It's not critical, but I rolled an 8. So it'll hit. The spell can be dodged if he wishes to waste his second attack.
No.
44 points of damage, electrical.
Okay.
And I'm fully spent. Is there anybody within, I don't know, 2 meters of him inside the building?
Not inside the building.
Okay.
No.
That's right.
Just me.
Just praying. Closest person nearby. Who's in melee combat, so what happens to him, if anything, but you?
Yeah, he'll regenerate. It's fine.
No. Control,
yes. Do you mean to roll damage for him?
Control? Yes.
Okay. So he's going to get 66 plus 64.
He's hitting brains with the splash damage.
He's getting 66. Okay, not 66. Well,
yeah.
And 66. And the doorman took how much damage?
44? What did I say? 44, I think?
44. Yeah. Okay. All right.
41 points of damage.
Ooh, to brain? Points of damage.
To brains.
Brains is now...
I'm sorry, what? I take
a pile of ashes.
Yep. So Quivering, you fire! Pulling arcane powers. And a crackle of thunder and a great lightning flash. Lightning bolts streak out, incinerating. Brain is like...
I have 12 hit points. His 41 points of damage to me, you
his hair stands up for a mere second before he literally just pulverizes. And the
lightning bolts... Here's some good news for you, Nathan. You're not going to get killed by dragon fire this time around.
Please tell me that the wooden plate pops off and it just spins like the license plate in Back to the Future.
There is a thunder, a bolt, and the smell of burnt fur and searing flesh. And
how did you miss?
And as it succeeds...
No, he didn't miss. That's the splash damage.
The troll is a bubbling heap on the floor, dead, and a wooden plate, smoking plate, lands next to him as there's no sign left.
Well, since this is how it's going to go... Wait, is it my turn yet?
Wait, is the troll dead?
Yeah, the troll is dead. Troll's dead.
It's good to know.
So, I guess I now know that I can damage it.
Yeah. Yes.
The experiment was a success.
Beyond him, there is a hallway with the little statuettes on the wall.
Let's go take a look around. We have 10 more minutes. Stairs.
Well, I'll run up these steps with my axe drawn.
Okay, so these are, you're running up the spiral steps. I will need you to make 5 acrobatic rolls.
Oh, fuck.
Successfully?
All right, this is
it.
I stopped and put on my boots of acrobaticy.
I failed the first acrobatics roll.
Okay, you're stumbling and trying to get through.
I rolled
an 18. Acrobatics? Okay.
Oh, I failed.
First roll. Says, I got a 3, so I first success.
Second one, I failed. Third one's a failure for me.
If you fail, just stop rolling.
I failed 3 in a row.
If you just after your first failure, just stop.
Okay. Second one is dead on.
That's right. I failed.
I'm only concerned with Siggy. She's succeeding right now. Let's just go with that.
Okay. I just want to attack Pip Quiverwing.
Ooh, third one is a dragon.
You
want to
attack me?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, that's
right. Throw us off the stairs to our deaths or something to see what it feels like.
Try.
Fourth one.
You may very well die with a duck's tongue in your ear, but okay.
I want to see if duck feathers feel that good. You said softer on a fall.
You said 5?
This is not what I mean when I said down feathers!
Dead on! Yes!
All right.
Five successes.
Good God. Thank God.
I'll get to you in a second. The rest of you, the first of you running up the tower, you're having trouble, you stumble, you fall, you go back down, you know, so forth. You do notice that apparently there's some markers on the wall with various names, like, you know, with a number and some name. Like, apparently people are marking how far they get before they die and try again. You do see Uka's name a couple times. Apparently other adventurers have tried to get up here and how far they've gotten before the end. But we'll stop with you. Siggy, you get up, and there appears to be a room with all kinds of creatures, which are in various states of vivisection in this one chamber. That is, you know, the smell and reek of rotten flesh hits you. There are bubbling cauldrons and all various experimental things, numbers of piles of books, and some huge volumes which are open there. And why don't you give me a will roll to resist fear?
I kind of wish I had not succeeded. We'll roll to real to be good. Oh, 14. Yeah, I made it.
Okay. You think you could possibly maybe get beyond this room up to the next level? There's a little stairway in here you have to go up. Yeah, on the side. But it's across this room, and then you go up one more.
It's across this room filled with the corpses.
Yeah, filled with all. It's like a big, huge lab and tour that fills this room with corpses and so forth, and some appear to be human. Some you don't even recognize what they are. Others just appear to be some sort of animals.
Oh, and there's a stair still going up?
Yeah, you go across that. You go across this chamber, and there's a spiral stair going up.
That's disgusting. I will keep going up.
You reach the stairs when the fire erupts from above. For those of you who are inside the tower, the dragon fire, it just gets dark, and the dragon fire seems to just break through the door and through the walls, and the tower begins to collapse as you continue to hear the roar and the sound of burning all around you, reverberating out before you or yourselves are consumed. Dane.
Yes.
Dragons are still where they were. Mm-hmm. Bird is still not flying. You finished all your notes.
Curious. I wonder why time has stopped here. I wonder how long it'll last. I wonder if it has to do with any. Yeah. As he's saying this, he's writing his theories down. You know, in his notes. He sat down on a rock now. You know. Wonder how long the effect of this guano will last.
She'll be there for days.
How long? How? What is time? You know, What are the best experiments I could do to test this theory? Well, I mean, the sun isn't really moving, and the only frame of reference I have are the people coming in. I wonder, well, I mean, I know how long it takes me to practice the sword, so if I go through my steps, that usually takes about an hour. Let me try that. So he takes his coat off, puts his books down, and he does his normal sword practice, which usually takes about an hour.
You go through your whole entire process.
Do I feel tired?
Yeah, you do feel tired.
Okay. Curious. Okay, well, that's lasted for an hour. I wonder if it has to do with the location. I'll look around. Are there any markings, sigils, anything that might indicate, like, you know, I'm in some sort of magic area?
No, but you can see. No, I mean, it's just all these various notes, even though you go through it, none of them mention anything about this. Just that, you know, there is the obvious things, like you are aware of Mormel the Tall.
Yes.
He's a legendary dwarf warrior, but he lived, you recall, after the fall of the Dragon Emperor.
How far after the fall of the Dragon Emperor?
At least 200 years, maybe? After the fall. Sometime. But basically, you know that he was around after the Dragon Emperor's empire collapsed. After his, you know, after his sons fought over the empire and it fell apart, he became a hero after that period. So it's basically like, you know that he existed after the Dragon Emperor, but this village existed during the Dragon Emperor period. The only conclusion is somehow Mormel the Tall had come to this time-looped valley at some point in time.
And
But Mormal the Tall would also have to have gotten out, wouldn't he?
Maybe. But he definitely had time to sit here and do this whole bit of Robberly Marvel. Which, you know, would take a great deal of time.
Right. Okay. Can I explore the cliff face?
I mean, you can, in the relief here, you can, you can look it over, yes.
Yeah, see if there's any, like, hidden doors, anything, you know, maybe secreted away, stuff under rocks.
So, how far do you want to examine the area? I mean, like...
Well, the immediate area first, and then go further and further out. But the further I go out, I want to keep an eye to see if time starts again.
Okay.
And at what point does it start? So I'll use the bird in the sky as a reference.
Okay. Using the bird in the sky in reference, you look around, there appears to be, you do eventually find some evidence that apparently there was someone had like sort of carved out almost like a sort of like a bowl in the stone, not too far, like pretty close to, like maybe within like 10 meters from the, let me see, about 10 meters from the actual relief, which looks like almost a fire bowl. That apparently like a camp or some sort of bowl was made there. There's also what looks like to be a carved sort of like, and based on it, you can tell it maybe obviously it's dwarven work, like a sort of a carved sort of cistern in the stone within that same tip, within 10 meters next to that, far from that fire pit where water would gather or water was poured in there or something. You're not really sure. There's water. There's some water down there, but you don't really know any more than that. And another smaller cistern that is empty. And there, I mean, it appears to be like there were just like almost like some sort of like carved stone compartments to store certain things in.
There's nothing there now.
And there's nothing in one of them. You find what appears to be just like, you know, you think it's like grain or something, like, you know, just fragments of grain, but it doesn't appear to be, obviously, which is odd.
That's not obvious.
It's not obvious. It doesn't seem that old.
It's like time is not passing in this space.
To a certain degree, it appears that time is not passing in this place, but you felt tired, and even as you've been walking around and so forth and not exerting yourself, you know, you're not as exhausted here, because you've been here for about, you know, I guess you're tooling around for about an hour or so, so you can even remove your condition.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, could I rest?
Yeah,
like, that condition. Maybe close my eyes and take a nap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
But you go, you're still doing your experiment, and you go about maybe 20 meters out, and the bird starts flying.
Go backwards. And it stops again?
It stops again. The dragons are closer.
Now I'll go to the opposite direction.
Okay. After some experiments and about, you know, another 10 minutes, you're able to sort of...
time has no meaning to me right now.
Figure out that it's about maybe a 20-meter diameter. Is what you're looking at.
Centered on what?
It's circled about the where the pile. Basically, it's along the bas-relief wall. But you try to get to the center of it, and there's nothing particularly there that you can see. There's no evidence of any particular sigil. There's no particular change in the stone there. But for some reason, it appears to be.
And there's nothing like underneath the stone or the scrabble or anything.
Well, the stone, this part has pretty much been leveled. Like someone, you know, you can tell he's leveled it so you can get to see the relief with no problem. But there's nothing, any indication there's any kind of seam of any type of other stone or anything cut that you can see. No.
Interesting. And I wonder, I don't know if it's the dragon dung or if it's the space and the dragon dung. This is curious. I wonder if it could be helpful to us. All right, before I leave... Did I see any plum trees?
No. You do recall that the farmer who asked you to help him find his sheep said his wife would make you one of her county famous or county prized county winning famous plum pies, and more than likely that means they probably have some on their farm.
True enough. All right.
And you didn't go. You didn't go to the door to meet him, did you? You left before you opened the door, correct?
At the farmhouse?
No, at the tower.
Yes, he left before we went to the door. That's correct.
No, I remember. I knocked on the door the first time. Yeah, you guys did the second time is when I took off.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
So, that's very curious. So I'll I'll take some time just to myself, fix things, make some, you know, make some mental notes. And do I see the party from where I'm at?
No, you can't see them from where you're at.
Okay. I'll re-enter normal space and see if I'm still moving at that accelerated rate.
The dung has somewhat dried, but you are still moving at that somewhat accelerated rate. Okay.
Then I'll head down to where the party is.
You head down, and there appears to be something horrific has happened at the entrance of the party. Like, there is just, like, you just see, like, the bottom legs of a troll and the mess, and there's this smell, and you could think you see a wooden plate that looks vaguely familiar.
And still burning in the corner.
The door is open.
Okay, I'll go in the tower.
And you can run up the tower really quick, and you really have the problem because you go up the stairs, and you can see Balor sort of moving rather slowly ahead of you because you can, you know, he's just sort of like in slow motion and ahead, you know, in front of you, and you can barely see Quivering a little ahead of him, you know. But they're both moving at slow motion compared to you, and you can try and whip past them.
Can I whisk past them?
And you get past them, and why don't you give me just a couple of acrobatics rolls, please?
Good, a skill I learned.
If you fail, this will be awesome.
No, eight passes.
Good, good, good.
Do you need another one?
I do, I believe. Let me get another one. Just
five originally.
Yeah, 13 is my skill.
But, yeah, it was five originally. I just need to make sure that same thing for those who have been covered with dung.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to cover myself with dung, so I hope that's not the way out.
Because the acrobatics roll are just trying to get up the stairs as quickly as you can in the time, just sort of rushing it instead of like taking your time to get up there. So I'll have you just do the one, and you're able to get to this laboratory just as the fire. You can see Siggy at the other across the room. And there's this horrible laboratory, and before you can even gather in all the horror of the vivisected creatures, some which you don't recognize, but they're very interesting. And then fire consumes you.
The fire consumes Siggy first, right?
Yes.
It shouldn't, because Siggy has three layers of protection on.
That's what I'm curious what happens.
Oh, that's so morbid. Actually, why don't you
go here?
Since you're up there, Dane,
yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and give me the roll for fear, because it literally is some pretty ghastly stuff.
That's just a straight will roll, right?
Yeah. There is this fear.
I fail.
Okay. You are petrified by the whole entire sight, particularly of the young man who is... even though you're moving at high speed, everyone's moving in slow motion, his eyes are slowly sort of looking, just like he's slowly looking towards you, though his chest is open, and there are various clamps around his lungs, and it's sort of like, looks like almost like a lamprey sort of sucking on his heart. And you're kind of just sort of stunned by that.
Oh, the guy on the vivisection table.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Siggy.
And Siggy's just sort of like there, and the fire hits. It sort of, you know, it almost sort of burns. Like, you see, basically, part of the roof begins to fall in between the two of you, but you can still see her. The fire hits her, and it sort of shits a shimmering sort of field. And the field just sort of almost sort of begins to sort of break off like little flakes of, like, almost like it's like a, it almost becomes brittle, like almost like, you know, like maybe leaves of paper they begin to sort of consume before she does. And then you and the fire just sort of rushes towards you, and then boom, you're gone. And then all of you, once again, wake up at the event horizon where you left, the Mallard Scholar behind, and so forth.
You need to follow me.
So I'm not a pile of dust anymore?
You may choose a condition.
You might not even know. You might not even know.
No, you recall you being hit by a lightning bolt. You remember dying. You remember, like, you're like...
So do I take another one besides the scared condition?
No, you do not.
All of you need to come with me ASAP.
I'm angry.
He shot me.
You're welcome. Let's go.
That doesn't matter now. Everybody follow me. Run.
Where are we going?
Okay, Okay.
I can only run so fast.
He's pissed off, angry, and running.
Are we getting soup?
I didn't want to run. I just ran. Why am I running?
Yes, Darg, there's soup.
Great.
Okay.
Why are you running, Dane? Why are you running?
We need plums from the farmer's house, and then we need to cover ourselves in the dung, and then you need to follow me to a certain spot. Right now. No time for arguments.
Okay, fuck. This is horrible. This is demeaning to me.
Wait, we're getting, why are we
plums.
Getting,
just get handfuls of plums.
I'm going to hit Dane with two lightning bolts.
Okay.
And this is how the party lost.
They hit Dane with two lightning bolts. So, dragon fire.
That's not
having
cool,
consumed,
man.
You arrive back at the barrier.
Okay, so does everyone?
So you guys say hey towards the village, and you see Rax the farmer again, going, "Hey ho, neighbors! Hope it's
fuck good." Fuck you! I hit him with my axe.
Okay, well, you hit him with an axe.
Jesus
Christ. Take his plums and go.
We don't got time for this. Get the plums! Ah! And he runs in and starts grabbing plums.
Well, you have to go to his farm.
Well, go to his farm.
Do you?
That was unnecessarily bloody.
I've taken anger two times in a row, so he's a little off.
Baylor, you left your axe.
All right.
I did not leave my axe.
So we get the plums. I put them in a bag.
You murder a farmer. Do you murder his wife and his other sons?
There's no time for murder.
As they will come out, because they're seeing, you know, basically, I mean, they won't know that the father's dead, but you're stealing from the trees, and she's got a plum pie sitting on the sill, and she just sort of looks at you.
I'll take that goddamn pie if you don't run.
I'll take the pie.
She'll go inside.
All right. Take the pie. Put it in a bag.
You're all already dead anyway. Ah.
What happened?
I'm upset. I'm angry.
I'm angry right. too, goddammit.
So we run over to, we run to the dump.
That's not so.
Ring gets me.
I just don't care anymore.
We run to the dump.
Why shut up, brains!
With the pie, or do you go to the door?
No, I said I put the pie in a bag.
Have you ever put a pie in a bag and expect to transport it? I mean, like, have you ever transported a pie?
Crime than murder taking a pie.
I have.
It's not a box. It's a bag.
You hold it.
It's literally a hot pan. It's a rolled pie in it. It's better than Wegmans. It's Wagmans. It's Raxton's. It's a county famous pie made of plums.
Let's go! Let's go!
All right.
So, do you put it in the sack sideways?
No, I would never put it in a sack sideways.
I don't know what you're doing. I mean,
even an absent-minded scholar knows better.
Fact,
knows
Dane,
to treat a pie better.
Do you
better.
Recall about the whole entire thing? I mean, you're kind of absent-minded after all.
That's true. That's
so
true.
We're gonna
but I mean, it's food.
Knock on the door. You're gonna lightning bolt this ogre. We're gonna go fucking upstairs. Right. Come on.
We grab the pie safely.
So
run towards
having
the dump.
Slain the farmer, run to his house. Some people went to go pick plums out of the hat tree. Well, you grab the pie off the windowsill. The mother does not protest. The
why do we need the? While we're running, can I ask why do we need plums?
I will explain everything once we get to where we need to go. We will have all the time we need.
I'm grabbing plums.
You're grabbing plums.
Yeah,
he's disheartened. He's just going to grab the plums.
Okay.
All right. Okay, run. Everybody, you grab plums. Or are you a part of this?
We're
going to
need all the time we have.
How's the pie taste?
So we run.
Who has the pie?
I got the pie.
No one is eating the pie.
If he's got the pie and he's eating it, he's eating the pie. I just want to know.
No, I'm not. You don't eat the pie?
Do not eat the pie.
God damn it. Why do I got
so,
the pie?
The pie is not for you.
You arrive at the dung pit.
Yeah.
You arrive at the dung pit with handfuls of plums, a half-eaten pie, and you're ready to
die. Put the plums in the bag, put the pie down, cover yourself in the dung, and then run and follow me.
Hold on. Cover ourselves with dung?
Yes,
do it. I start rubbing shit
on
myself.
He throws himself in the dung.
I throw shit and quivering. Put some shit on you.
After the pie stealing, you don't know where Corinne went. But no one's really caring. Everyone's just going
to the inn. Don't. I tackle right.
It doesn't matter.
In a shit.
Just go. We cover ourselves in the poop. We take the plums and the pie. And I tell everybody to follow me.
I am not covering myself in poop without you telling me why.
Because I'm taking us to a place where time doesn't pass and we can rest and recover and plan.
Time doesn't pass in this entire place.
Yeah, in 45 minutes, those dragons are going to come. There you can spend days.
Not
Let's go.
Minutes.
Let's go. I don't care.
I don't know. I have to make a will roll or something because
it is pretty putrid.
Yeah.
And it will ruin you.
I have glorious hairstyle.
You won't have it after this. Yeah. Nothing will be glorious about you.
I have
nothing,
a glorious hairstyle.
Nothing on any of your persons will be considered glorious.
Or does anybody presentable. Have a cap?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah. No. I'll make a will roll, Malcolm. I rolled a 4.
I'm going to cover my sleeping skins in the shit and wrap myself in a sleeping skin.
Oh, that's not touching your skin at all.
Yeah,
so you're gonna rub your sleeping bag in it.
Yes,
the poop has to touch your skin.
Have a fast sleep.
Does it?
Because the arrows go fast.
I dove in, but I made my will roll. I rolled a 4, so
dude, dive in like a Scrooge McDuck into the money pile.
I do. I pull the Scrooge McDuck into the money pile. Bent knees and all.
Dookie the duck.
This is the first dollar I ever made.
All right. Okay. So I have Dane, Balor, quivering, diving into the dung. Brains?
Not rolling around in
I'm
shit.
I'm
going to
sit
lady.
On the side and slowly smother it on my fur.
And Siggy, you are
savoring the moment.
Her,
you're going to roll in shit.
You're sleeping furs with it.
And I'll do my dog. Boots too, because I understand in my feet boots. Will have to move as well.
Okay.
You're going to inchworm in your sleeping
Once
bag?
Once we start doing that, follow me!
Well, it works on clothes, presumably. I said it works on clothes, presumably.
Okay, so Dane, you dash off towards the monument, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Balor?
Yeah, I follow. I got this fucking pie you made me, Kate. I'm pissed off screaming.
Well,
get fucking...
I'm following my angry brother.
You go to get the pie, and the pie is not there.
Who took the pie?
Son of a bitch.
You don't know where Darg is.
Darg! Where are you?
But you're covered with dung, and you do have a bag of bumps.
There's no trail or anything. Can I make a bushcraft roll?
You could try to make a bushcraft roll. Yeah, sure. Siggy, you do find that it's extremely dangerous.
I fail.
That your legs are moving faster than the rest of your body, and the cloak is not particularly helping the bedrolls to not be in contact with your body. So those parts that are not covered with the dung do not seem to accelerate at the same rate. It becomes very dangerous to walk. As your legs want to fly off, so you're sort of dragged for a little bit and they stop. And you only take like 4 points of damage.
Ooh.
As your legs sort of...
So I'm an idiot. That was obvious to me.
Is that... Does that still get me there with the 4 points of damage?
To the monument?
Yes.
Yes.
Worth it. This is where
you'll
I
get,
imagine.
But you'll get there sometime after. You'll get there a little bit after them. After those
that's,
are recovered.
That's fine.
But your
you
feet
guys arrive
there first.
Fully there, safely and soundly, to the place, to the monument area.
All right.
This is where I show up like at the end of Ghostbusters, where Bill Murray shows up not covered in the goo.
Yeah.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Okay, now I have time to explain. Except now we're missing half our party because they're idiots.
I just get
clean. I'm clean.
Not you.
I'm just not in a good mood right now.
And the dragons are frozen closer.
Time
and
doesn't.
You see and this time, yeah. some of you can actually see the sheep streaking, not moving, but they're still in the air with the dog following them. They're about to go slam into one of the.
All right, everybody, relax. Put your stuff down. We have all the time in the world right now, and we can rest and recover. Time doesn't pass in this 20 meter diameter space.
Okay, but mentally, time is passing because I'm covered in dung.
Okay, so I understand that.
I'm not going to relax.
It's in this scenario. Best I can do right now because I don't know how magic works. I know how dung on your skin
essence.
Works. Just think of it as
can't you think of anything about how this works? You're a magic person.
I'm a battle mage.
Still, it's magic. Just figure out something.
Let me share with you.
Why does the skin under their clothes not suffer? Never mind. Carry on, Dave.
Let me share with you what I know, and I'll relate everything about the mural. I'll relate everything about this space. I'll relate the fact that the dwarven hero that's his pick there is somehow after this time period.
Yeah.
So they must have.
Tall is probably like in the last 100 years. I'll put that.
Yeah. So they must have come here, made those etchings, and presumably made it out. But they used this space. It looks like they slept here, they ate here, they camped here. And they left this note about the plums.
Did they perhaps die here as well?
I found no evidence of that so far. I mean, it's possible that they died in this space, but nothing. Time doesn't appear to affect much here.
If time doesn't affect us here, Malcolm, I'm gonna roll sense magic in this area, this place that we're in here, which mm-hmm. is different from the yeah. place we were in before. Do you want to roll?
I've come here. I've practiced the sword. I've read. I've made notes. I've even taken a nap. Demon. Nothing happens.
I don't know how that ooh. Helps, really.
Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. The signs are unclear. Mm. You believe there to be magic infusing it, but you cannot necessarily discern how. You don't taste, you don't detect it, but all the principles
seem to be present. I can't detect the magic through the dung. Mm. I don't know.
Dung you must really be magic.
Detect science.
The dung must be magic as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what you think. It's the actual interference of the dung.
It's the dung.
But what's our plan?
I think now we have time to plan. And well, now
his lightning bolt will kill that freaking ugly creature.
All right. Let's relax. Sit down. Here's a fire. Like a little fire. Oh, I have no idea.
Can we lose us now?
Can we lose
it is going to dry.
Depending on how long you choose to rest, yeah.
Yeah. Like I'll break out some of our rations.
And if you wish to stay long enough, even, you know, you can even heal your damage.
Yeah, oh, do you need a healing roll?
I could stand to heal.
I could heal somebody if they're injured.
Siggy is injured. Siggy? Yeah. She's like bruised from her kneecaps out.
It's an uncomfortable run covered in shit.
Yeah.
She probably only needs a couple of D6, right?
Probably less than that, Leon.
I will succeed. I rolled a 17, but that succeeds for me.
So
7 points of damage returned to you.
Oh, brilliant.
Here's what I saw.
Hey, Siggy, anytime.
Thank you.
My friend.
I saw you all in the tower as I passed you running at very, very super speeds. I managed to make it past up to where Siggy was before the fire consumed her. I saw the horrors in that chamber, and that was unsettling and something I'll never forget. The reason I wanted us to run here as quickly as possible, and as a group, which didn't work, because Darg is a moron, and Corinne is probably, I don't know, doing something. Probably involving gold. We can make a choice. You can do what we can do what you did last time and somehow melt a troll. That was impressive, and I'm assuming that was Quiverwing.
Meh.
Or we can try to bribe him with the plums.
Brains helped.
Yeah, I didn't see brains, yeah. So I'm not sure what happened.
What happened to brains?
He destroyed him with lightning.
Yeah, I saw the troll bits.
No, they in front of the troll bits, there was goo. That was brains, unfortunately.
No, there was no goo.
There was a little wooden plate.
Just the wooden plate is the only thing that survived him.
Seemed to be calming down.
So hold on. We're good here for... As long as we want.
As long as we want to. As long as we want to stay. Although, if we stay long enough. If we stay long enough.
As our pseudo cleric, I'm going to tell us we need to do a shift rest.
Okay.
Because a shift rest will help us with all of our conditions. Yeah.
Although I will say I don't know what will happen if the dung dries too much. When we come out of here, we might not have the super speed again.
I don't know. We'll sleep while you pee on us. How about that?
Evidence from the experiments outside the barrier would indicate that even the petrified dung had the acceleration properties.
One thing I will say, Siggy, is if you only do this, boots, and cover yourself with the hides to go up the stairs, you'll be making those rolls at a bane. Just so you understand.
I would not have told him that.
These fucking Europeans and their shit play.
Just,
it's called fecal play.
Just rolling it. Just roll. There's no shame. Just roll your fecal. And
you're not in a scat, elf? Yeah, that's not your thing?
Is there enough wet shit on my sleeping furs to...
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
We'll have to do the roll. Yes, you get. With some careful scraping, you might be able to do it.
I'd be happy to poop on you if that's what it takes, my friend.
You know that will not work.
You're not a dragon.
Do you know? Do you?
Here comes another rolling brownout on you.
Ooh, okay, everybody poop in a pot for Siggy.
I don't like this game.
All right. Well,
it's for you, my friend.
So now we have now we have one additional problem. We have the plum. We have the plum tactic. We have the melting troll tactic, which apparently worked very well. But what the hell happens to our other two friends who are not with us if we make it to the top somehow and manage to escape?
We'll have to get them.
What is the plum tactic?
Well,
give the plums to the troll?
I would assume try to bribe the troll with the plums. Why would he go about making that note, and if that wasn't something that could be helpful?
Conversely, why would he have not succeeded in doing so?
Maybe he did. I mean, I succeeded in getting past all of that and only made it partway through the tower because I had wasted most of my time getting here.
Hmm. So the order of events, should we not make it this time, is go cover ourselves in shit, steal plums, and then bribe the troll.
Are the plums on the way to the... Are sort of on the way to the...
The farm is beside the tower.
Yeah. Malcolm, which is order-wise, which is the... Is it better to cover the... Would we save more time covering ourselves in the dung first and then getting the plums? Or getting the plums and then covering ourselves in the dung?
Well, you're probably going to encounter the plums before you encounter the tower, so it might be able to just grab the plums on the way.
And the pie, and don't let Darg near the pie.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. You did notice he was distracted and sniffing the air when you opened the door. And then he decided to pay attention to you. You all now know there was a plum pie put in the windowsill prior to you arriving here.
So maybe it's the pie, not
the dung heap is right next to the tower, so you could possibly grab the plums and pies or whatever, and then rub yourselves in it, as long as you're probably not rubbing the pie in there. And then try and bribe them, become a cover for shit. But who knows?
Maybe I don't know how you bribe someone at super speed.
One of us will have to walk up.
Well, at super speed, would he even notice us coming in?
Probably because he fills the whole doorway.
Yeah.
There's no way you can get past him physically.
There's the melting tactic.
Exploding trolls.
The problem is that even at super speed, though, we would have to wait a long time for him to open the door, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can anyone get a successful rope onto the side of this tower? Do we have a grappling hook?
Why would we need a rope?
And if we bypass him completely at super speed.
The problem is that we have grappling hook and there's no one small enough. Unless, of course, they can shapeshift into something.
Now, if you eat the poop, does it shrink you?
No.
Well, so try.
I'm looking intently at brains right now. Waiting.
One pill makes you smaller.
I mean, I'm not going to try it.
I mean, it's a
scholar. Or, if you want to, you could possibly, the thing is, yeah, it's going to be difficult to do at high speed, or you could possibly try and bribe him and then go up. That would still give you plenty of, it should, in theory, give you enough time, possibly.
Well, without the super speed?
For the bribe part, and then go up, and then cover yourself with dung, and then go up the stairs, if he lets you in. If you've already bribed him, he's not going to probably bar your way, but, it's up to you.
Well, I mean, what do you all think? I think that's a good plan.
So we bribe him.
I guess it'll work.
Bribe.
Then rub ourselves in dung. Then we come back. At what point do we pick up our two friends?
No, I think we're not going to be able to make it this time with them. And we also don't have the pie. Darg ate the pie.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get incinerated all over again by the dragons.
I think so. But we can take this time to rest, relax, fix anything that needs to fix, and prep before time won't pass here.
As your shaman, I'm telling you, we need to do a shift rest.
So we'll go with the party does a shift rest.
Mm-hmm.
There is the healing of conditions. Mm-hmm. I did have a question. Balor, do you choose to sharpen anybody's weapons or anything? Or
yes, I could do.
It'll take some willpower to do that. But if you want to do that,
I'm just saying. I have willpower.
If you guys want to use points and power to do something before you leave,
here's the fun part.
Or you could just wait until after because the next time won't matter.
We could just
reset it anyway.
We could just keep doing it. You could do everyone.
Well, maybe this is how our friends have been here for 10 months without going crazy.
Yeah, we have to go and get Darg and Darg and Corinne in the pie. So we're gonna have to go through this one more time. At least.
Does anybody have the ability to make Corinne and Darg do stuff, or should we just knock them out and do it?
I think if you promise beer and soup to Darg,
beer and soup to Darg is fine, but Corinne. Maybe a bit more hesitant.
Darg was expecting soup, and you got pie, and he thought, "Well, I guess we'll have the pie." But I mean, you could tell him afterwards. But he's probably not that hard to sort of convince.
Well, Karen, we have to promise war crimes.
There are orcs that can only be killed if you rub this dung on yourself.
There are nightkin who need slaying.
I do not. Okay, well,
you know what. Everyone will melt some nightkin for you if you come with us in a truly epic way.
From the feet up.
I think that might do it for her. She loves a good show. Yeah. All right. So we take our rest.
So
we
make our full
we make rest, our plans.
You place your plans. You step out of the area. Time catches up with you. The dragons incinerate the entire valley.
I try to kill a dragon this time, just for the heck of it.
The oddest thing happens when you do fire your lightning bolt at the dragon. It almost like it hits some sort of arcane shield in front of the dragon. It sparks across it. It does penetrate, which does, you know, draw the knight's attention and so forth. And the dragon is reared and is slightly scorched, but they do have probably some protection on them as well. Before you're overwhelmed by another one joining, they both sort of blast down toward you as far as fire.
I'm stuck.
Based on your observation, Dane, you suspect the majority of these are adult dragons with maybe a couple of ancients bringing up the rear.
Wow. This is going to make a fascinating book afterwards.
And then you wake up at the threshold with the party again. And that is where we will stop tonight.
Yay. Sorry, brains.
Yeah, you're not sorry.
You're right, I'm not.
I'm surprised Chris is wearing his, Chris isn't wearing his baklava. They're baklava.
His baklava?
Baklava.
He's got a pastry in his face.
Baklava. Drizzled with honey sauce.
honey dripping down.
I fucked that up.
I was like, why is he wearing?
Now I want a baklava mask.
Now you do have to find that.
Now, so, Chris is a little flaky, but
okay. That's very good. Good segue.
Well played.
She's new Obama and Clinton did like go on like a. John Stewart. You know,
I think
Bill
she should
Maher.
Go on a. I think she needs to go on a little known actual play. Oh yeah, podcast.
She can play a.
We would not help her cause.
Pink Mohawk? Not us. Somebody else.
Yeah, Malcolm would drag her down. Malcolm would just drag her down.
All right, she can go on Pink Mohawk.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
I mean, we could definitely get her the old white man vote.
She'd be a Tina's love interest on Pink Mohawk.
All right.
Hey, Kamala, you want a scissor?
I think I might be ready. And is this all of us?
I get to kill you every single day.
I'm going to have the Splash Damage kill Reigns.
I know, I love that.
Wow.
All right. Are we going to do our rolls?
I had a demon, but it only worked for.
All right, let's that's do, already well, let's ask out, the questions so first. Yeah.
Let's do let's the get, questions.
Let's get the questions set up, and that makes everyone on the same page as far as this, okay?
I had to drop off camera a couple of times. My dog was whining and I couldn't figure out why. His tennis ball had rolled under the couch and he needed me to move the couch for him to get it.
I need you to do use your hands, opposable fingers, and do things.
go opposable finger servant.
That does not sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So let's go through the questions.
Okay.
Did you participate in the game session?
Yes.
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 Did you explore a new location?
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm.
Did you defeat one or more dangerous adversaries?
I did.
Technically.
I did not.
I did.
Yeah. I took part in that combat.
And some present. Non, and some dangerous, but not necessarily adversaries. and some dangerous allies as well. Nice to know. I was talking about brains. No. Did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
Yes.
I didn't melt a troll,
but I did use.
Did you give in to your weakness?
Yes.
Yes, I slept outside.
Yeah, we slept outside.
Yeah.
All right.
Let
the rolling begin.
Tim, you want to do yours first since you got the dragon?
And I gotta go. So the dragon does me no good because I already have animism at 18. So, acrobatics. Jesus Christ, I rolled another 20. That's good, right?
Yeah,
oh, it's
no, supposed that's to be
perfect. Above it. Right. Okay, so that's a plus one there. Nice. I'm going to do Myths and Legends. I rolled a 7. I have it at 7. No, that doesn't count. I'm going to do Languages. I made that one. So that's plus one. And the last one, I rolled a 2. No, thank you. I'm done.
All right.
Okay.
Who's next?
You.
Well, you are, Nathan.
Well, me? All right. Stop recording. For hammers. I've got the 10 right now and rolled a 3. So that's a big old negatory. Acrobatics, I've got 16 and rolled a 10. I am sucking it up tonight. Evade, I've got it 15 and rolled a 5.
Wow, good job.
So these were like the hit rolls. These would be awesome.
You're doing a Baylor.
Sneaking, I've got it at 17, so this is going to be the hardest one. And rolled 14. Okay, so yeah, big old goose egg for you.
And I'll roll next. So I'm going to first roll my acrobatics, which I tried to use. I got to have a 9, and I rolled a 19. It goes up 1. And then I'm going to go to, I tried to do bushcraft, finding the pie. I rolled a 9. My bushcraft is at 7. So it goes up 1.
Nice. And I did have a question for you, Sean, when you're, you're done.
I'm going to roll, what else do I roll? Bluffing, I guess. I tried to bully the ogre. That 4. I rolled a 1. I failed that. Rolled a dragon. And last one I'll roll is buck.
I didn't know that was a skill.
Bucking, yeah, it is, apparently.
It is too.
I'll roll crafting because we talked about it. That's at 15. And I rolled an 18. It goes up 1. Wow. Okay.
Woo!
So that's it for me. What's your question?
I don't know if you were going to help them sharpen the weapons or were you going to do some training during that shift?
Oh, I'll do some training with Dane to get his sword skill goes up automatically by 1.
I would also like that same training.
Okay.
Well, it goes up if he makes his skill. So you make the roll immediately without waiting for the session to end.
Let me make the roll immediately for my sword skill.
No, he does.
Does he make it?
No, Dane does.
Dane makes the advancement.
So just like a normal one.
Before the sword skill.
Yeah, you can only train one person.
I rolled a 4 and I already have 12, so.
Okay.
So can I do the same thing at the same time or no?
I can only train one person, apparently. It's time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I will go next. I will go acrobatics for my dragon. 6, that's no good. So next will be knives, which is at 17. I got the 17, motherfucker. Bushcraft, 15. 15, son of a bitch.
Damn.
Awareness, 16. 15, well, it was close. Let's go for something shitty. Swimming at a 7. 17. Okay, swimming. I got one that go up.
Nice.
Woo. All right.
So I can't roll swords myself now, right?
No, you can, because the thing is, that would have happened. We would have made that roll while we're doing that shift before. Oh, okay. And it's all, whenever someone teaches you something you're learning, you do it immediately.
No, all right.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try swords. I got a 12, and I rolled a 13. Ba-doom. Nice. At least one out. One. All right. I am going to try acrobatics. I have it at a 13, and I rolled a 2, so that does not go up. I am going to try healing. I have it at a 12. And I rolled a 3, so that's not going to happen. And I will try sneaking. I have it at a 13. And I rolled a 4. So, is that it?
We are not lucky today. Oh,
swords went up.
It's the effects of the time loop. What do you want?
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast. And you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool geek chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baylor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCube, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.